The school is over there on the east, and I'll show you an aerial perspective. Okay? Right there is a building attached to the synagogue where the school is. And I'm not going to go into that right now. It's a phenomenal practice because the Jews said, if you don't know God's truth, you don't know anything. So you always attach education to Torah, because without Torah, you may know facts, but you don't know truth. A Jewish rabbi once said to me, if you know 2 and 2 is 4, you really don't know the truth. The truth is, God made it 4. It stays 4 because he cares for it in his hands. And now that you know it's 4, you have to use it to honor him. And if you leave those 3 details out, you don't really know the truth about 2 and 2 is 4. That's why the synagogue is always attached, a school is always attached to the synagogue. We won't go back to that tonight. No time. The mikvah here is just outside. Let me take you there. Interesting, there are actually 2 of them here. Just a little place you could go down. Remember, you want to commit your head, your heart, your hands, and your feet. At least they believe that sin involved what you think, what you decide, what you do, and the pattern you have. So you confess those things to God, and you rededicate your thinking, your heart, your hands, and your feet. And then you can come in and study Torah. Basilica, I think, is clearer here from this picture. Now you see the chief seats also around the outside. Chief seats there, I think, quite clearly. I see the Bema in the middle. Moses' seat probably sat on the far end. Not necessarily, but it seems to me, and I don't know that I've seen scholars argue this, but just from my experience, that often the Moses seat is across from the Torah closet. And I'll show you the Torah closet. Torah closet is on the left, on this one, on the right now. Right where the arrow is, there's a small closet in the wall. Again, my time is so precious, so I'm going to be very short about this. When the temple was standing in Jerusalem, the Torah closet, which determines which way the synagogue faces. See, I don't know how you decide which way a church faces. I don't know how they decide that. We always say this is the front, that's the back. But in the synagogue, where the Bible is, that's where the synagogue faces. This is the front, always, where the Torah is. So you wouldn't put the Torah toward Jerusalem, because the temple is in Jerusalem. And you don't want to detract from the temple. God told them to build the temple. All the sacrifices God had commanded, that was his way. Okay, it had been destroyed, but now it's rebuilt. So we're not going to be competing with the temple. It's not synagogue or temple. It's temple, and we use the synagogue to get to know God better. So always the Torah closet is away from Jerusalem. And that's exactly the case here, if I can go back one. That closet is toward the north of the synagogue. So I would argue that synagogue does not face Jerusalem. If you find one that faces Jerusalem, then you automatically know that synagogue was built after the temple was destroyed in 70 AD. And that's a pretty safe way of evaluating when the synagogue was. This one here, immediately you know, wow, this is pre-70 AD, and so it makes it very, very old. That's the Torah closet. Today they look like this. Much fancier, fancy veil, parchet on the front, like the veil in the temple, and a beautiful closet and beautiful scrolls. In their time, it probably wasn't that fancy. The Bema is the place in the center. Now that I like too, because the Bema, actually not a Hebrew word, although it was taken into Hebrew and they borrowed it like we might borrow a French word in English. Bema is where you read the Torah from, or the Tanakh. And that's always in the center, because the Bible says your word is in the midst of us. So you don't put the word up here and gather like Greeks facing it. You put the word and we gather around it, because the word is in the community. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with having, otherwise they're going to harass me next week, because now it's, not only do they have a box of New Testaments, but they got a church building for sale. Seriously. Seriously, I'm not critiquing what we do. I want to be careful of that tonight, because remember, synagogue is not only a thing that biblical people used, but it's not designed by God like the temple in Jerusalem was, so it doesn't become a pattern for us, and it was culturally shaped. So some things that they did would fit our culture very well, other things would not. But the idea of putting the Bible in the center, I like. If I were a pastor, at least occasionally, when I read the text, I would come and stand right in the middle and have all of you face it, so that we get the idea the Word of God isn't the possession of some experts. It's not something